Honolulu has the third worst finances of any major American city. That's the conclusion from a public accounting watchdog group. Truth in Accounting is a think tank that promotes transparency in government financial reporting. Founder and CEO Sheila Weinberg says Honolulu is what she calls a sinkhole city.
A sinkhole city is a city that has more debt than they have assets available to pay that debt.
In fact, according to Weinberg's analysis, only Chicago and New York City are in worse positions than Honolulu when comparing the total debt burden to the number of residents. She says each Oahu taxpayer would have to pay an additional $30,000 in taxes to balance the city and county's checkbook.
And that kind of represents the amount that a taxpayer is going to have to pay in future taxes, and they're not going to receive any goods or services for that money because those are bills that the government has already incurred.
Weinberg says Honolulu is in debt to the tune of $3.5 billion, most of that representing future pension and health care obligations to city employees. That's because the city hasn't been fully funding the cost of retirement benefits.
In Honolulu's case, they've only put 55 cents aside for every dollar of pension benefit that they've promised, and they've only put 24 cents aside for every dollar of retiree health care benefits.
Government accounting rules typically don't require retirement costs to be included in annual budget expenses, since those costs are due in the future. But Weinberg says underfunding pensions is like not paying your credit card bill every month.
You may be only paying the minimum payments and have a plan to pay that off over time. You still owe that credit card balance. So they still owe this debt. They've just chose to defer paying it into the future.
And when hard times hit, such as the COVID-19 pandemic and ongoing recession, state and local governments often defer even more payments. The complete financial picture for Honolulu may be even worse. The Truth in Accounting report did not include another large potential cash drain, the city's rail transit project. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.